USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A case regarding Mississippi's law that bans most abortions after just 15 weeks of pregnancy is set to go before the Supreme Court. That makes the first law to reach the court out of a wave of states intending to challenge the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The court expected to hear the case this fall. Israel says its pre-dawn airstrikes on Gaza hit facilities belonging to the terrorist group Hamas and the homes of several commanders. Power lines and main roads were damaged as well. Secretary of State Tony Blinken in Denmark reminding everyone,
Palestinians and Israelis, like people everywhere, have the right to live in safety and security. This is not an Israeli privilege or a Palestinian privilege. It's a human right.
Blinken also saying the U.S. and allies are intensely focused on diplomatic efforts to encourage de-escalation. USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Biden administration announced on Monday that about 39 million families will begin receiving monthly child tax credit payments for the first time starting July 15th. The payments are covered by the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill that passed in March. The bill raises the maximum payments families can receive per child this year from $2,000 to $3,600. Families will get monthly payments up to $300 for children under the age of 6 years old and up to $250 for children 6 to 18. According to the IRS, 80% of families will receive that money via direct deposit. The other 20% will get payments by check or debit card. It may be a bit easier to get a tank of gas on the East Coast now that thousands more stations got supplies following last week's shutdown of the nation's biggest pipeline network. Gas shortages in the region are easing up, but many stations are still dry. Fuel outages continue in North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden is continuing to look for support from Republicans regarding his infrastructure plan.
President Biden will meet early this week with a group of Republican senators to continue negotiations over his infrastructure plan. The two sides met last Thursday, with both emerging hopeful that a compromise could be reached. Republicans have balked at the size of the president's more than $2 trillion proposal, looking instead for a smaller and more targeted package. Representative Ashley Hinson says she's also hopeful for a deal. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that investing in infrastructure is important, but that not enough of the president's plan does that.
Only 6% goes to roads and bridges, only about 5% to broadband infrastructure, and even less to locks and dams and forts. So when you're talking about spending more on electric vehicle subsidies than actual infrastructure, I think that's where we need to come to the drawing board. I think there is a room where we can actually find a solution that everybody agrees on, but I hope we can all come to the table and get something done.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The FBI has reclassified the 2017 congressional baseball shooting by gunman James Hodgkinson as a domestic violent extremist instead of the initial conclusion of suicide by cop, which had sparked outrage from survivors. Hodgkinson, a radical left-wing activist, fired more than 100 rounds at the congressman during their baseball outing. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise spent months recovering from the shooting. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.